About the sugya of shinui peiros. What happens when you change the form of a pri? Does it retain its bracha of eitz or adama, or does it go down to a shahakol? Now this is the standard. Oh, is applesauce ha'eitz or is applesauce shahakol shayla? Okay. As a matter of fact, what about tchina? Maybe tchina should be adama.
What?
Right. So now let's learn three gemaras. And as usual, what's so gishmak about this sugya is that so much of it comes straight from the Gemara and straight from how the Rishonim learned up the Gemara. Okay? So I don't know if we'll get to the whole thing this week, but let's learn three Gemaras. We're going to ask some stiras in the Gemaras. And as always, Kedarka Shel Torah, the way the Rishonim deal with the contradiction in Gemaras and how do you fit the Gemaras with each other, that will teach us a little bit about the sugya. So the first thing is the sugya of kimcha dechiti. There's a sugya of what happens if you take grains and you make them into flour. Now grains are hadama, they're not mizonos. We learned that in the past. A raw piece of wheat is hadama, it's not mizonos. And we'll learn eventually later what's the bracha achrona on it. Big shayla, but that's not for now. So kimcha dechiti, if you look, that's the first gemara you have there on the page. Kimcha dechiti. What happens if you take flour? Rabbi Yehuda Aimer bar pri adam. Rabbi Yehuda says it's bar pri adam, meaning it retains its status even though it's irrecognizable of what it was before. It's a piece of white dust. And before it was a kernel. So it's unrecognizable of what it is. Rabbi Yehuda says, I don't care. Hadama. Rav Nachman Amar shahakol niya bedvarai. Rav Nachman says, no, it goes down to a shahakol. Yeah. Now the Gemara says, "Amalei Rav Rav Nachman, like typical Eid Rav Yehuda." Rav says to Rav Nachman, "Buddy, watch out, because I wouldn't argue with Rav Yehuda if I were you. The Rav Yochanan and Shmuel kaima kavase, because Rav Yochanan and Shmuel hold like him that even if you change something, it retains its bracha." The Amar Yehuda and Shmuel, v'chinam Rav Yitzchak and Rav Yochanan, shemen zayis mevarchan alav bari eitz. That oil retains its bracha eitz. So you see that even though you change the form completely from a solid to a liquid, it retains its bracha eitz. So therefore, that would seem to prove Rav Yehuda's position that the kimcha dechiti should be eitz or hadama. Says the Gemara of huge yisoid. Alma, afagav dishtani b'milse kaya, hanami, afagav dishtani, even though it was changed, b'milse kaya retains its status. Says the Gemara, mi dami, it's not comparable. Hasam, over there, les le ilui achrina, hacha is le ilui achrina, b'pahas. One second. The oil actually either stayed the same or went up in terms of its value. But flour did not go out, it went down. Because flour now is not inedible. Till now, you could have snacked on it. Now it's inedible. So therefore, don't bring a proof from Shemen Zayis that when you change something, it retains the bracha. No, maybe Kimcha Dechiti is worse because it goes down. Okay? Says the. So what's the machlekes over here? So Kipshuta, you could say, the Rabbi Yoina says like this, maybe the Ram, is that no, but Rabbi Yehuda agrees to that. Rabbi Yehuda says you're right. And that really, if your Mishan is something, if your Mishan is something, it goes down. But there's a svar over here, you could say, is that this wheat also went up. You know why? Because on the way to becoming bread. Because what's the ultimate, think about it, what's more expensive? Unprocessed kernels or flour? Flour, because flour is more processed. Because flour is closer to the ultimate goal of bread. So here's the question, how do you look at it? You took a kernel that was edible. On the one hand, you processed it further to its ultimate goal of bread, which is definitely better than the raw flour, of raw wheat. But on the other hand, in the meanwhile, it went down. So it went down on the way to going up. So now what is that? Is that called going up or it's called going down? That could be the machlokes in the Gemara. But if you learn like that pshat in the Gemara, it would seem that as long as it stays the same or goes up, then it would retain its bracha regardless of its shape or form. It retains the only reason it would ever go down or lose its bracha to go down to shahakol is if it went down in its quality. And the machloikis by flour is it considered going down or is it considered going up?
But isn't it that you're saying the bracha is a higher level, but it's not ready to be used for anything?
Well,
the bracha
exactly.
When you're eating it right now, though.
Yeah, I understand, but this is a better product than it was before. Because before, it was, that's the question, okay? Now, that's one way to learn, or do you learn, one second. Okay, we're going to learn about that. Or do you say no, really Rabbi Yehuda holds that the brachas of items never change. It never changes.
That's a biggie.
And yeah, it's a biggie if you go like that, but the Maisa we paskin that Kimcha Dechiti is Shahakol. And therefore, we would paskin, obviously, when you change the form of something, it's shehakol, but we're still not sure. Why is that? Is it because it just lost its form, or is it because it went down? Okay, so that's the question, how to learn this Gemara. What is the reasoning behind Rav Nachman, who says, kimcha dechiti is shehakol? Is it because it doesn't look like it used to? And anytime it doesn't look like it used to, it goes down? Or it loses its bracha? Or is it because it went down in its edibility? It's not as edible. Okay? Next Gemara.
Are we in brachas, Rabbi?
We're in Sugi. We're in Gemara brachas. We're learning this in the Kolal now, the first Seder. It's very complicated Gemara, as you can see. The next piece is a Gemara on Lamed Chesamad Aleph.
Yes,
who asked about the date bars last week? That was you. No, you. No, I think it was you, Howard.
Date bar? No, I said date paste.
Okay, so look at this. So look at this.
No, it's not the same.
Well, says the Gemara. Says the Gemara. Amar. Amar lechash.
That's where it's put.
Yeah. Hahumer Amar le Hahumer Abana le Rava. A certain rabbi said to Rava, Trima, which is crushed up dates, Mahu. What do you do with this? So Lava Daite de Rava Maika Amarle. Rava had no clue what he was asking him. What is it? What's up with crushed dates? Have them for breakfast. I mean, I don't know what you're asking me. So Yosef Ravina Kameh de Rava. So Ravina was there and Ravina was trying to tell Rava, like, Amarle de Shumshani. So he was trying to ask some questions so that Rava would eventually understand what the point of the Shaila was. Eventually, Adahachi Vahachi Aski Rava Ledaiti, Rava understood the Shaila. Amarle Chashilta Vadai Kaamrit, Vadikartan Milsa Hadamar Vasi. You reminded me of halacha. Hi, Tamri Shal Truma. If you have dates of Truma, now remember, we learned last week, you're not allowed to ruin fruits of Truma. That's why we said the Chazanisha's Shita is that you're allowed to take oranges and make orange juice, eat oranges of Truma, make orange juice. You're not allowed to ruin Truma. We said last week, Chazanish holds that orange juice is not ruining the Truma. It's just the same thing. So what about, you have dates of Truma, Mutalasis Men Truma. You're allowed to make them into date paste. V'asr lasim em sheikh, but you're not allowed to make them into date beer, because that's considered losing it completely. So now we have an open Gemara. That date, crushed up dates. Let's call it Trima. Okay, Trima is crushed up dates. The halacha is open halacha in the Gemara. It's ha'etz. Okay, so we seem to have a clear raya that date paste is ha'etz. This is the danger of learning Gemara without Rashi. Says Rashi, Trima. Top Rashi over there on that section. Trima.
They learned Gemara 1,000 years before Rashi.
They knew Rashi.
They didn't need Rashi.
They knew Rashi. Zokter Gemara, Trima, Ma Mevarchin Alav, Zokter Rashi, Vishain Trima. What is Trima? Called Dover HaKotosh. It's something which is smashed. Ve'eino merusach, but it's not completely destroyed.
Oh, any ingredient?
You still tell that it's what it was.
Huh? Any ingredient or just date?
No. The name of Trima is smashed, something crushed, but not merusach, not completely
destroyed. Chunky peanut butter.
So, in other words, says the Truma Sadeshen, Zok the Truma Sadeshen, a diuk in Rashi. The Truma Sadeshen is medayik. You know what a diuk is? He understands the nuances of Rashi to teach us a halacha. The Rashi comes to say, but if you don't take this Gemara out of hand, don't think that what the Gemara is saying is that anytime you smash it completely and change the form completely, you have an eitz. No. The Rashi is saying, eino merusak. If it would be merusak, it would lose the bracha. So now Rashi took a Gemara, which seemed to have been across the board, straight Gemara, crushed up date paste, is right, it's open Gemara. Says Rashi, no. It's referring to a specific dish. Were you ever in Babylonia in the time of the Gemara was written? Do you know what that dish was? Let me tell you. I'll tell you what that dish was. The dish was cut up dates. That's all. It was little pieces of date. It was cut up dates. It wasn't smashed up into date paste. If it would be date paste, it would be shakal. The Gemara wouldn't be referring to that. The shaila was that it was like, it wasn't so noticeable that it was dates. Right, it was like pieces. It was still very chunky.
Okay?
Maybe. So therefore, unbelievable. With one diuk in Rashi, he changes the whole halacha l'maisa, the whole Shulchan Aruch. Right? Okay. So now let's just think for a moment, by the way. According to Rashi, what was the tzad in the Gemara before? I'm just going to throw out, I'm not going to answer the question. But according to Rashi, what was the tzad in the Gemara before that flour would be hadama? Flour is merusak legamri. Throwing out that question, right? In other words, according to Rashi, the Rashi says, don't take this Gemara out of hand. So what? So you could say in a chanami, Rashi holds is being mefarish, explaining this gemara according to the halacha that comes out of the sugya before, and we paskin that flour is shahakol. So Rashi's saying just like flour shahakol, mashed up dates would also be shahakol, and this gemara is referring to when it's not completely mashed up. Are you following, Shmuel? Yeah. Okay. So date mashed up dates, because you were giving me the look. I'm sure. So smashed up dates, according to Rashi, only become retain their bracha if they're still noticeable pieces.
Does this still apply the previous one that says leisle aluye, or it does have
aluye? Yeah, maybe. Yeah, maybe. Yeah, but according to Rashi, you have to be retaining a little bit the shape and the form. However, says the Truma Sadeshen, look in the Rambam. The Rambam also quotes this Gemara, and like you said, the Rambam learned the Gemara without Rashi. The Rambam learned the Gemara. Kipshutai. The Rambam says, Isas Tamarim. What's Isas Tamarim? What's the best? A date paste. Yeah. Howard, you got it. I told you. Your date. Breakfast is an open Rambam.
And he knew you were going to come.
David Kolodny told me one time that his cousin was sitting at a chasana. He said his cousin was sitting at a chasana and he was sitting at the rabbi's table. So Rav Belsky was there and Rabbi Reisman was there and all the Rish Yeshivas of Tarvadas were there. And then they sit down and there's like some stuff at the table and they're like, is this mezonos? Is this mezonos? Is this a hamotzi? Is this shahakol? Make a bracha. And then they serve the fish. You make a bracha on this, you make a bracha on this. So his cousin's like, you know what? I just want to enjoy food. I'm leaving. I'm going to another table. I don't want to say every dish is a whole sugya, you know?
Well, so,
that's the point.
It's also sugya. Is it Yashan? Yeah. So anyway, so the this date paste that you're talking about is mamash just open sugya. Every time you're having your date paste, you are digging into a machlokes Rashi Rambam. Rambam says date paste is trima. It's a gemara. De isas tamarim, says the Rambam, a date paste where it's completely smoothened out. It's an open gemara. It's a eitz, even though it's totally smooth.
And Rashi
would say, well, that's not trima. That's not the Babylonian dish that was we're referring to. We're referring to a much more chunky thing. This smoothened out date paste that you spread.
It's
chaco. It's chaco. Now, by the way, I want to have you keep in mind something very important, which is, even if you'll tell me, okay, you know what? Look, I know the halacha. If you say shahakol, you're covered. You know what I'll do? Or even better yet, I'll have my coffee shahakol. I'll have an apple ha'etz. So I made ha'etz and a shahakol. And now, no problem. Says the Shulchan Aruch, it doesn't help.
Why
doesn't it help? Because now you're still stuck for the bracha achrona. Because if it's ha'etz and it's dates, you have to make an ala etz val priya etz on it. Because it's shiv saminim. But if it went down to shahakol, you'd just make a brain of fashas. So you're really stuck. So you're stuck in the... What?
You're not
going to
tell us what to
do. Okay, so, the Shulchan Aruch will tell us what to do. But I'm just setting up the sugya, because if you don't get the sugya, you can't appreciate the Shulchan Aruch, as always. Right? If there's one thing that we learned from this whole shiur, is that you can't appreciate the Shulchan Aruch without learning the sugya. Right? Wow. You have to really delve into understanding a little bit what's going on.
When are you going to bring down the Shulchan Aruch? Stay tuned.
One more week of having to push off that date paste. Okay, so now we have these two sugyas, okay? We have, and the Trima sugya is a machloik is Rambam and Rashi. Okay, one more sugya on Lamed Tes. One more sugya.
What's that last line that you bracketed up? My time
with Milsayu Kaimi, because it stays in its Milsayu. It stays in its form. It stays in its halacha.
How does the Rambam deal with that?
It says Faked Rambam is very good. My time Milsayu Kaimi Kedimikar. It's still considered the original thing.
Not that it appears that way.
Yeah. No. Then there's one more piece of Gemara. Amar Abzera. Kevin Abayr Avuna, when I was at Rav Huna's house, Amarlan, he told him, Hani gargalidid lifta. When you have pieces of lefis, which is, what's lefis?
Bread.
No, lefis is a vegetable, leeks or something
leeks,
like that.
Yes.
I don't know what leeks are, but leeks.
Like big onions you use on.
Oh yeah, I thought it's a type of carrot, fine, a leek, fine. Parminu prima rabba, if you cut it into big pieces, bor pri adama. Parminu prima zuta, shakal name, if you cut it into small pieces, it's shahakal. But then, kiasan lebe rabbi yuda amarlan, idividi bor pri adama. No, it still retains bor pri adama. So this gemara also deals with that, but I don't want to deal with this gemara now, it's a little more complicated, we'll push it off. Okay? Al Koponim, how do we paskin? So unfortunately, in the copies, I don't think the Mishnah Berurah came out because it was supposed to be double-sided. It didn't come out. So I'm going to read, you guys are going to have to pay attention. I don't think I printed it, but you could check. You're going to have to pay attention to what I read in Shulchan Aruch now and how we paskin. Shulchan Aruch says like this. In Simin Reish Beis Seif Zayin, he says the following. Tamarim dates, shemi'achon biyad, that you smushed down with your hands, v'asam en isa, and you made a paste. V'hoitzim en garinem, you even took out the seeds, the pits, afilo achi, even so, loy nishtanis berchasan, the bracha did not change, u'mevarach aleim bari priya eitz, u'vasoif bracha me'in shalosh. It retains its bracha, both bracha rishona and bracha achrona. So the mechaber, the Shulchan Aruch, paskins, like the Rambam. Now, Hagah, so now just keep in mind, according to that statement of the Shulchan Aruch, applesauce, date paste, peanut butter would be hadama, applesauce would be a eitz. That's what he seems to be saying, the Shulchan Aruch. Okay? But as usual, not everything is that simple. Says the Ramah, Hagah, however, ulefizeh, according to the simple reading of the Shulchan Aruch, hu adin baltverin, hanikra pavidla, the certain dish, which is very, very smooth, mevarchin aleim bari priya eitz. According to that, you could take it a step further to this pavidla stuff.
Yeah, I don't know
but apparently what pavidla stuff is, it's totally unrecognizable at all what it used to be. Just a smooth spread. But there is an opinion, levarch aleim shahakol. Some say that you should make a shahakol. That's all he says. Now, who is this Yesh Omer? Some say that you should say a shahakol. Who is this Yesh Omer? Right. So this is a major machloikis between the Magen Avram and the Vilna Gaon. And this is going to make a big difference. The Vilna Gaon says, who's the Yesh Omer?
Rashi.
Oh, very good. Rashi. Yesh Omer is Rashi. Rashi says you don't make a shahakol. You don't make a eitz on Isas Tamarim. Okay, but according to that, says the Magen Avraham, says the Halacha, the Evan Oizer says, if you're going to learn like that, then it would come out that we don't paskin like Rashi, because most of the Shittos hold like the Rambam, and therefore, the Halacha is, and that's what the Evan Oizer says, everything retains its bracha. And that's what the Evan Oizer says, chumus is adam.
Wow.
You don't get smoother than chumus, right?
You can't tell what it was.
So that, right, tchina, even tchina, what?
Right.
That's machlokas. We got a big machlokas. Right?
It's machlokas, but the Evan Oizer says that even though the Ramah says yesh oimrim shakal, we don't pass like that Ramah, and therefore Mechaber says the Rambam, and that's it.
So this is part where Sephardim and Ashkenaz.
This would be a difference between no, but according to the Evan Oizer's reading. According to the Evan Oizer's reading, then even the Ashkenazim would hold like the Mechaber in this case.
Yeah, but this is not something that's eaten by itself. It's usually in a spread.
Some people bring that type of svar in. Some people bring that in, but... Yeah. Okay. However, that's not the only reading of this Ramah. The Mishnah Berurah brings down the Magen Avraham's reading. And the Magen Avraham's reading is different. The Magen Avraham's reading of the Ramah... The Ramah says Yesh Aymrim, right? Yeah. Says the Magen Avraham, no. The Ramah is not bringing down Rashi. Because everyone holds like the Rambam. What the Magen Avraham is saying is that even according to the Rambam, you can't take it that far. You can't say that no matter what, you change it from a solid to a liquid, and you totally change the form of it that it retains its bracha. There's no such thing. According to the Ramah is saying, no, even the Rambam would agree that if it's unrecognizable as what it was before, then you would lose the bracha. And that's what the Ramah is saying. And according to that, we would paskin like that Ramah. And that's what the Mishnah Berurah says. Mishnah Berurah says what the Ramah means to say, not that Rashi, no, Rashi is a different opinion, you're right. But even within the Rambam's camp, that the Rambam says that you can mash up tamarim into an isa, into a dough, but it's got to have some sort of recognition that what it used to be. And also, one other condition, it's got to be also somewhat the derech to create this item. Okay, so now, so according
Rambam,
to that,
Rambam's Rashi in this.
Similar, you've minimized the difference between them. Okay, so this is what the Shulchan Aruch says. Mikomak ulinyan halacha kaim lan kadasa mechaber deicha shemimashon kayam. If the mamoshes is there, lo nishtan it's berachasa. V'rak bepavidla she'avad kol tzurasai v'lo nikar klal mahu az lechatchila mevarach shahakol. Only if it's totally... unrecognizable is what it is. And I think that's the halacha l'maisa. So the halacha l'maisa, I would say, is something which is totally mashed up, but it's still somewhat recognizable as what it is. So that would retain its bracha. But you have something like chumas tchina, which is a totally different consistency. Has nothing to do with the previous consistency. There's no thickness to it whatsoever. Or even a very, very pourable applesauce, which is totally liquidy. So those things are shahako. But if it's chunky, or even a chunky peanut butter,
where you see it,
I think that case probably would retain the adama. Or let's say you have a chunky hummus, not a tchina, where you pour like a chunky hummus, you have that, right? They sell them like that. It's still like bumpy. So those things,
you know.
Now, what about the RX bars that are dates?
Oh, those
so you could probably tell that there's a consistency there.
For sure. Yeah.
There's a consistency to the date. It's not liquid. It's just mashed up date. Okay. Right, so if the majority is the sesame or the chickpeas, whatever it is, you know, so we're talking about where the majority is.
What if the recognizing factor is its aroma versus its appearance? Peanut butter might smell, it smells like peanuts versus looking
but it doesn't look like
some
it.
People deal with color.
Real.
Yeah, not consistency, not texture.
For example, a very thin guacamole.
Like a guacamole, for example, where obviously just from the color you could tell that it's avocado, right? But not necessarily from any other factor of it. Is that enough? I never saw anyone deal with the smell. That's an interesting knitch. Right. But what I did hear is there is a shiloh in the poiskim if it's only recognizable through its color. Right, so you have a very thin guacamole, you know, where basically you should think it's probably shahako, but the maisa it's recognizable because of the color. But if you have a thicker one, so I think the klal gadol coming out of this sugya is that we pass in like the Rambam, that even if you change the form of something pretty much completely, it still retains its bracha. But there's one condition, and that condition is that it has to at least be somewhat recognizable to what it is, and that's the pshara. That's the pshara of the Mishnah Berurah here in Reish Beis of Katan Men Beis, where he says, you know, you gotta do it that way, and and that's why the Magen Avraham argues with Devin Oizer when it comes in Reish Hay, when it comes to tchina and chumus, he says those things are shahakol because they're too liquidy to have retained any sort of consistency of what they used to be like.
Does the name help it at all? Like date honey or?
I don't think so. It's got to be recognizable inside what it is. Yeah.
So it's a visual texture. Those are the.
That's the way you could tell that it's still retained. It wasn't a complete change in form.
Not taste,
right.
Smell.
So a kompot or a homemade applesauce is usually ice because, you know, you haven't changed it completely.
Why is juice different?
So that's what we discussed last week. Juice is a different sugya. Oh, so that's a good shayla. According to the Rambam, what about juice? Who cares? It changed completely. But the reason for juice, as we said last week, it could be zeya ba'alma. It's a byproduct. So if you make apple cider, it's for sure shahakol, not because you changed the form as much as because it's considered zeya ba'alma. It's a byproduct of the thing. Now, orange juice, which we said is not the adaita da'achi, orange juice, which someone told me a statistic after the shiur last week, the 90% of the oranges grown in Florida are for juicing. So I mean, it's really not the lehu adaita da'achi. Means the whole kavana, the whole intention of making orange juice, of planting oranges is for the juice. That's a serious tzad to make aits on that.
So it's dependent on the planter, not the drink?
On the derech. No, in other words, this fruit, the fruit, when you see it in that form, it's not considered a change of form. That is the form.
Heart of palm.
Heart of palm is a different sugya. Heart of palm is a gemara. The gemara talks about palm. As a matter of fact, Rashi says, you'll appreciate this, Rashi says, it says koira. The ultimate goal makes a difference because the ultimate goal ultimately is to make the juice. So therefore, that's considered the fruit of the tree at that point.
So the growers now grow two different types of grapes. One for consumption as grapes, one for juice and wine. So if you take the grapes that were for consumption and squeeze that juice out of it.
Grapes are different. Yeah, it's true, but grapes are different
because it was grown for the purpose
right.
of eating.
That's true. I know, but grapes, the Torah gives it its own status in that case. The Torah recognizes the chashivus of wine, and therefore, regardless of the planter, something like orange juice would have to be that we would have to recognize that chashivus. Heart of palm. The Gemara asks, is it an Eitzer Adama? It says Koira, and the Torah says Koira Palmito. That's what the Torah says, which is what it's called in Spanish. So it's hard of palm. The issue of the hard of palm is that it grows in the center of the tree. So it's very hard to argue that people are not Dilu Adaita Dahachi. People make that the fruit of the tree, because if you cut it down to get the hard of palm, you've basically destroyed the tree. So that's why it could be its Adama. It's very unlikely that it should be ha'etz, but the Gemara passing is shahakol, really. It's shahakol. So the Gemara passing is shahakol. Some want to say maybe it's adama, and nowadays someone argues to ha'etz because it's not tilu adaita dahi. Because nowadays it's such a big industry that they do plant them specifically for that. Some want to say it's ha'etz.
Does the bracha change over time?
It could, but the question with that is it's not the pre of the eights, it's the eights itself. So it's hard to argue that it should be the pre eights. Pre Adama would make sense, but pre eights is a little bit schwer. No, the mice, it's probably Adama. Okay, fine.
Well, what's